Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, WhatsApp is finally rolling out the ability for users to edit their messages after they've been sent. This is one of the most often requested features among WhatsApp users, and it comes following Apple's launch of editing iMessages as part of iOS 16 last year. According to WhatsApp, users will be able to edit the messages up to 15 minutes after they've been sent, and the edit button can be accessed by long pressing on the message and choosing edit. After the 15 minutes has passed, that button will go away. The 15-minute time limit is identical to the limit imposed by Apple for editing iMessages. Apple also limits iMessages to only being edited 5 different times. And furthermore, each of those edits is logged and visible to the sender and the receiver of the iMessage. So this means the person you're messaging with Apple's iMessage will be able to see any edits that you've made. But on the flip side, WhatsApp doesn't appear to have implemented a limit on how many times a message can be edited. The app also doesn't expose the edit history to the receiver of the message. Instead, the app simply shows a small edited icon next to the message so users are aware that the message has been edited. But again, they can't see exactly what was changed. The WhatsApp update with support for editing messages is rolling out starting this week, and the company says it'll be available to everyone in the coming weeks, and you can download the latest version of WhatsApp from the App Store to make sure you have access to the feature as soon as it's available for your account. In other news today, according to Bloomberg, Apple will soon start selling Apple TV Plus merchandise directly through its online store. Leading off this partnership will be the launch of Ted Lasso merchandise from Nike that will soon be available online directly from Apple. Nike has been making Ted Lasso merch for about the past year, and the lineup includes AFC Richmond jerseys, shirts, scarves, and more. But this merchandise was previously only available when buying from Nike directly. But with this new partnership, the Ted Lasso merchandise made by Nike will also be able to be ordered from Apple.com. According to Bloomberg, the Nike gear will only be available online. In retail stores, Apple will add a QR code that will point shoppers to where they can buy them via the website. This partnership between Apple and Nike comes as the season finale for season 3 of Ted Lasso is set to air on May 31st. It remains unclear whether this will be the last season of the show, but star Jason Sudeikis has indicated as much in the past, saying the show was conceived with a 3-season storyline. Again, this new Ted Lasso merch from Nike will be available from Apple's online store next month. Rounding out today, a new class action lawsuit alleges that DoorDash, the popular food delivery service, charges iPhone users more than it charges Android users. In the lawsuit, customers allege that DoorDash uses vague delivery fees as a way to mask the higher prices being paid by iPhone users. In particular, the DoorDash customers say that the company uses an expanded range fee as one way to target iPhone users. The fee, which isn't listed on DoorDash's website, has never been directly addressed by the company. While the obvious assumption would be that the fee applies to when a customer is far from the restaurant they're ordering from, the lawsuit alleges that that's not the case. In fact, according to the lawsuit, there's no rhyme or reason as to when DoorDash charges this fee. But one thing that is consistent, the lawsuit alleges, is that the expanded range fee is more often charged to iPhone users than to Android users, while DoorDash also charges higher just plain delivery fees to iPhone users than Android users. In the lawsuit, the customers have included a number of different screenshots and tests showing how iPhone users will pay more for the same exact order at the same time from the same store. In a statement, DoorDash says that, quote, "the claims put forth in this complaint are baseless and simply without merit," end quote. But despite denying the claims, DoorDash has not yet offered any explanation for the discrepancies in pricing for iPhone and Android users revealed in the lawsuit, and it did also not clarify what exactly that expanded delivery range fee is referring to. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.